Message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
So, Chris, this is the last night we get you, eh?
Yeah, Chris, I want to thank you for
doing a great job, seriously. Yeah. And especially the music. I'm digging the fact that you're onto my part of my wavelength. Last call time on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, 248-848-1130. Whatever you got, come with it.
We got a barn burner, too, down at the Palace. How's that, a barn burner?
A one-point game?
Pistons lead by one. Cleveland has the ball, and there's about 3 seconds to go.
You shoot a cannon that way.
What?
You can shoot a cannon in that
place. Should have what?
Shoot a cannon in that place. Oh. And not hit a human.
Mark, stop. There are people
there.
Take
it. I want it back the way it was. Am I asking for so much?
No, but I'm just saying.
Some excitement. Generate some get people back in the seats.
But it kills me.
Boom!
13 years ago, the 13 years the Tigers went through that. It's like you've never seen it before. I know.
We ripped the Tigers.
But it's not like you've never seen it before. The Lions, every game, people always say, oh, look, Detroit has the best fans. They always sell out the games.
Stop it. You're killing me. The Pistons have no people. They don't deserve any.
And how many times were they blacked out? I'm just saying.
I don't care about them right now. Care about the Pistons. John, West Bloomfield, what's up there, man?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Parker? What's up, the man?
We're doing great. How are you?
Doing good. Good to hear you guys back on.
Matt, thank you.
I'm giving you a thumbs up on the webcam.
You know what? I will do that. I go back to way back when DFM was on Jefferson behind W4.
That's so do right. We. Oh, so yeah. Do we, wow, John. Do you really? Wow, you don't sound that old.
Oh yeah, I'm probably almost as old as you, Rob.
Okay,
I'm 50.
Yep, 50 years old. There you go.
I'm 50. He's 50 years old.
I know. As soon as I said that, I thought of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, so, right.
I'm pulling my pants up high.
There you go,
Molly Shannon.
hey guys, I appreciate you guys talking about college football now, college in general, because I'm not a fan of professional sports. Because people, when you're a fan of professional sports, you must understand you're just a customer. That's it, plain and simple. You're a customer. Your loyalties are being bought and sold, and you have no real connection to the team. And I'll get with you guys on that on another day. I'll call in.
Yeah, because you better, because I'm going to disagree with you a little bit on that.
Yeah, because college, too. Well, I mean, they
you got billion-dollar contracts. You got coaches making millions. I don't know why. That's professional sports.
But that's okay that they make money. At least when, in my alma mater is the University of Michigan, at least when you graduate of a school, you have a real connection. It's not something, because you can be a fan of anything. You can say that I'm a fan of anything. It takes
I do understand that part. Of course, you're more invested because you went to the school.
Rob, he's proud to have gone to grad school at Columbia. He was an Ivy League guy. He just doesn't have good sports teams at Columbia, so he doesn't have anything to latch on to.
Right, but
that's okay. It's academic, so you can talk about how great you were when you're in there with the other people. But I'll shut up.
I'm a Spartan, so I talk about the Rose Bowl. You Michigan guys don't have any of that stuff.
Yeah. Well,
I'm kidding you, John. I don't even want to go there.
We could talk about a little bit of both. I mean, what other school is top 10? In almost every school, every division, medical school, business school.
I never ripped the University of Michigan for academics, so I'm not going to play that game.
Okay, all right. I'm just. Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're a Michigan State guy, correct?
Yeah, I'm a Spartan. Yeah, you won't hear me go crazy on the show about being a Spartan, though.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I forgot for a moment, but I always say, whatever school you graduate from or are a graduate of, it's great because less than 27% of the American population have earned a bachelor's degree. So whatever school you go to and matriculate at, it's great.
What's that? Okay. What's that number again?
Less than 27% is like 26. Eight or nine.
That's the total of the people. What numbers that come from, John?
It comes from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics.
No, I mean, so that includes
the total population.
So of the 300 million Americans,
the U.S. Of college graduation age of 21 and high.
College graduation age currently living in this. We're at 28% only.
No, less than 27%. It's right at 27%.
Three quarters of the country does not
get college degree. Do you know what our literacy rate is? Like, I went to Argentina. You know what the literacy rate in Argentina is?
That's not the
something
same
like
thing,
95%. No, but I'm just saying. I mean,
you could go through all college.
But here,
not having
here it's in the 60s. The literacy.
Yeah, we're not as intelligent as a literate country as we think we are. We Americans like to have delusions of grandeur.
Wait a minute. I got one more number for you. I want to see if you know this, since you know these stats.
Okay.
What is the percentage of African American males holding a secondary college degree?
Wow, probably
1%,
less than
5%. Not even
less than 4%. 4%.
Okay, that's surprising.
So I was pretty close, right?
You're right, that's pretty good, bud.
Hey, John, don't be a stranger. Call back anytime.
Well, you know, I will, and I didn't get to my point, but I'll get you guys later. I totally disagree. Student athletes should be just that. They're getting paid a scholarship. If that's not good enough for them, they don't need to be in college.
Then why should their scholarships be in trouble? Their scholarships should never be in trouble, but they are, John. That's why they're doing this.
Coaches can pull their scholarship at any time. At any time.
Well, you have to bring something to the table. Just
Why should you?
All right, look, you're right. It's for another day.
Yeah, because we don't have enough time to get into it. But please, we will get back into it, all right?
All right, let me tell you, Rob, again, one more time for the shouting. It's no secret that this is meteor season out there on the roads. I mean, it's just terrible. And you'll fight it again today or tomorrow morning when you go to work. Broken ball joints, tie rods, front wheels. We don't wish it on you for sure, but, you know, those things out of alignment and whatnot, if you're one of the many that have fallen victim, if it happens to you, you need a good place to go. You need a reliable place to go. That's our guy, Mike. Take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark.
With
you
an
know
X,
what?
By the way.
There's only a second left, and the Pistons are going to lose at the buzzer. Wow. Just made a shot. Who was that? It's a great-looking shot, though.
Wow, that's the Cavs just beat the Pistons at the buzzer.
Right at the buzzer.
Another fine effort for your Detroit Pistons.
Just a really good
shot. Bring it to you like nobody else.
All right, Mark. But you know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town, and you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle from top to bottom, from A to Z, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And there's two people you should mention, sir.
That's right. Mention Parker and the Man, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but you'll also, Mark, get a free wheel alignment if needed.
So let me tell you this right now. That's over $100 in savings passed on to you. Expert Car Care, locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care.
Turn that up.
All right, Mark, you know what? We wouldn't be able to do this fine program. Let's thank EP, Chris, and, of course, Matt and his video streaming minions.
It was Deion Waiters. It was Deion Waiters that hit the shot.
Thanks, guys.
Pistons lose 97-96.
We wouldn't be able to do this fine program without them.
On the Deion Waiters. You get what I said?
Yes, I got it.
From Luol Deng. They lose another one. 26-45 now. Is that what they are? All right. Thanks very much. We appreciate it. We'll see you for a big TV theme song
Thursday.
He is Rob Parker.
He is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker and Man, recording live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now.
To Kansas City. NBC, see you later.